This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand yesterday after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister said it will create new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to the beneficiaries of PMAYG. Later, addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Paragana's and Kolhan regions." Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat last evening. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of Renewable Energy Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, is set to launch today a digital platform, Bhaskar, aimed at strengthening India's startup ecosystem. The Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar Initiative, is a platform designed to centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration among key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. This initiative aligns with government's vision to transform India into a global leader in innovation and entrepreneurship. Commerce and Industry Minister said in a release that Bhaskar will bridge the gap between startups, investors, mentors and other stakeholders, allowing for a seamless interaction across sectors. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three rallies today at Ramban, Kishtwar and Padar areas of the Chenab Valley. Eight assembly constituencies of the Chenab Valley in Jammu Division are going to polls in the first phase. Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said that the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with the people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura yesterday. The Indian Air Force has deployed its C-17 Globemaster aircraft to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to the flood-affected Vietnam and Laos. Gunshots were reported yesterday in the vicinity of former U.S. President Donald Trump at Trump National Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. Trump's campaign communications director, Stephen Haas, said that Mr. Trump was on the golf course when the shots were heard. He further assures that the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, is safe. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.